All right. Well, this is Wes, and I'm about to be talking some Schmidt. Hi. Thank you.
Hey.
Talking Schmidt.
I'm already not watching.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Damn, this is like the coolest thing I'm ever gonna do.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
What do you mean? Well, Christian Fletcher's younger brother.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Oh, big dog's in. What do you think, Dolan?
John? Schmidt?
Talking Schmidt.
Alpha Macaroni.
Most of these guys, their opinion don't matter.
Talking Schmidt, right?
It's skateboarding.
I remember that.
Talking Schmidt.
What are Yuns doing?
Holy shit.
Skateboarding homies.
No, Schmidt, you can't jump in.
What is happening?
I'm here for Greg Smith. Yay!
Gregory.
Yes, we are.
Wi-Fi check one, Wi-Fi check two.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are back with an episode of Talking Schmidt, and my guest has his boots laced tight, so don't even trip. It's the 2014 Skater of the Motherfucking Year, my homie. Look, Mom, I got Wes Kramer on the pod.
Look, I'm at my mom's house.
Holla, dude, I'm hyped to have you, man. Sick that finally the digital awareness made us aware.
Oh God, mate. Well, I mean, we've been fucking planning this for the last like 6 months. I remember you hit me up back in May. It's like the first of or the second of December now. And yeah, I was on the cusp. I was talking too much Schmidt already, so couldn't do it.
You were talking Schmidt in foreign languages everywhere.
What up? How you doing, brother?
Fucking kick ass. Good to see your face.
Fucking great to see you digitally. I wish it was in person, but hey.
I know, fucking cyber hug.
Mate fired up.
Oh, dude.
Is a mash. You better believe it.
Mauna Kea.
There's a proper cheers.
Best beach in Hawaii. You might have heard of it. Mauna Kea.
Mauna Kea, dude. What island's that? Is that the Hawaii?
Big island, dude. Kona style. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from Chris Sun's tattoo parlor.
No way, he's out there?
Yeah, he's out there with McNatt.
Adam McNatt.
Yep, legends.
50-50, the Rainbow Rail 4-1 opener, nolly flip.
Yep.
Fucking how rad are you?
Woo! Yep, I tried to go get a tattoo. I wanted to get a tattoo like that started with Sen and ended with McNatt, like one image that they both collab, but they weren't there. They weren't there when we were there. Sucked.
I was going to say, have fucking Sen tattoo the rainbow rail and McNatt tattoo the board and ollie flipping.
Done. Hey, before I forget.
I was tripping on that. No. First, before I forget, I was tripping on that spot. Because when you're a kid, you see a fucking rainbow rail through the grass. You're like, where is that? Who built that? How did they get there? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild shit.
Damn, dude. You've been traveling a lot, though, right? You're fucking moving and shaking.
Nah, this whole year. Yeah, I've been gone physically, mentally, you know, spiritually. No, I'm just kidding. But I just been gone. Yeah, I started off in Argentina, like, fuck, Argentina, Istanbul, Korea, Japan. It was Europe. Wild.
What about your birthday? You were just where? Mexico?
Yeah, I was in Guadalajara. The homies were doing a trip out there. Crew called Croc Rip, and like they're out there in Mexico for 2 weeks, a week in Aguascaliente, a week in Guadalajara. But the middle of the trip was Thanksgiving, so I had to be home for that meal.
Ooh, yep. That's one of my favorite holidays.
Dude, I flew out straight after the meal. I had the meal and fucking took a little power nap, then drove down to Tijuana. But got on the plane.
True or false, you were born in Japan?
Hate. Nippa ichiba. Hono ono nakakaru moreta. Tokyo de yomoreta.
Wow, dude.
Yabai, ikarateru.
I don't know what you said, but I back it.
I said, okay. Like, hey, okay, all right. Nippon ichiban, Japan's number one. Hono ono nakakaru moreta. I'm pretty sure that's born a fire. And then Tokyo de Umareta. That's how I was born in Tokyo.
We got
San Diego, Sodachi. I grew up in San Diego.
We got a huge Japanese audience. I got the Japanese subtitles for the YouTube page.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, yeah bye. Kenji's out there holding it down in Japan for us.
Kanpeki.
Yeah. What age were you when you moved out to Tony Hawkland?
I moved after about 10 months. Moved straight to San Diego when I was, when I was a little booger. Infant. Okay.
So do you have dual residency?
Nah. Like you need like two fully blooded parents to have citizenship out there. Like they're very strict on it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's hectic. It's for a gringo like me, it's nearly impossible.
It's not gonna work. Nah.
Yeah. negative.
Even not if I have it.
His wife. And whatever, all the paperwork. I mean, maybe I could get it. I can get like residency, but citizenship, nah.
All right. Who are we blaming for your fucking huge positivity, man? Like, you're like the most positive dude. Is it your parents? Is it the crew you grew up with? Is it a lot of different things? Like, how's your outlook so fucking? Is it the weed? Is it the mate? What are we talking?
It's the hype. The hype goes in waves. Like, life can all be fucking sunshine and happiness. It rains sometimes, those clouds come over, but hey, just look at the bright side. Fucking, the grass may not be always greener, but at the same time, there is another side, so fucking,
right.
Either find the light on the other side or fucking just keep bumming yourself out. I don't know.
I mean, if the glass is half full, there's something in it.
Well, you can find something to fill it with, you know?
Yeah, fill up that other half, fool. Come on, let's go.
You put too much, fucking pour it out, and I don't know, keep going, dude. Like, but to blame for the positivity, I got to say, my parents always helped me, fucking guided me to a good outlook, gave me a beautiful life. Growing up in San Diego, having fucking sunshine.
Good weather, 365.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got to hear...
Skateboarding, dude. Come on.
Let's go. Skateboarding, duh.
Hey, just rolling away.
As Felper would say, doi.
Doi.
Dude, I got to hear about the early days with the Govs and Surrey and all that. How did that crew form? Like, who did you meet first out of the OG crew?
Yeah. You're going to be tripping. I got this one on tap. This is just on tap, dude. This is Young Govs, dude.
Yes. The Govs.
This is second grade Govs.
Wow.
We met, actually, yeah, as Phelps would
say.
In
school?
First day, first grade. And we sat next to each other, started talking to him. I'm like, oh, crazy. Yeah, you were born in Finland? I was born in Japan. Wow, sick. You ever skateboard? And, like, that was at the time when no one skated. Like, none of my friends skated. I never heard of it. And he's like, yeah, I skated before. I'm like, what? Holy shit. Have you been to the skate park? He's like, yeah, I've been to the skate park. I was like, no fucking way. Like we got to go. He's like, yeah, let's go. It's perfect. And then, fuck. Me, him, and this other, like, his friend at the time, this kid Chris, we all went to the skate park for fucking years. Like, our parents would take turns driving and picking us up. And, yeah, it was me and Marius that skated and our friend Chris rollerbladed. It's pretty funny.
Oh shit!
But then he phased out, and then we kept going.
Holy shit, dude! Yeah. Marius is killing it right now. I've been seeing a lot of good stuff from him.
Yeah,
always though, right?
For sure. Nah, he's been fucking skating. Like, he's been sober since February. Just fucking on a full power trip. Just on fire. Like, nah, I'm skating. Like,
yeah,
great to see. It's epic. Like, so hyped for the Govs. Come on.
And then when did Surrey come in, and Conley and the Mafia guy, Smolik? Like, what was the order of, like, who kind of like sparked maybe the Mafia getting together? Obviously Smolik and Conley, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So I grew up skating at Torrey Pines High School, and like whatever, skating there, you know, different crews would roll in, and eventually, yeah, I met Tyler over there when I was like 12. We smoked a fucking Swisher Sweet, bonded, and then pretty much just started skating from there. Like, I met Dan at Chino, Dan Connolly, and fucking the first day of skating, he gave me a shirt, and he's like, yeah, hey, part of the crew. I was like, what? Fucks yeah. Skate Mafia for life. Done and done.
Oh, shit.
And then, yeah, literally, like, yeah, fucking probably about 2003, 2004, fucking every day, just Mafia skating. Skating with the homies, got introduced to the crew, fucking just happened organic.
In, like, Flynn, fucking Cha, the Hemis. Like,
Flynn, Cha, yeah. Yeah, fucking, yeah. Speaking of Cha, first time I met B Money, fucking properly. Yeah, I was, like, 14, just turned 14, 20 years ago. Fucking, we're going to go skate. He comes to pick me up in this green BMW. I was like, what the fuck, damn. B Turner's coming to swoop. I'm a booger, dude. Booger. Show up, hop in the whip, shotgun. And he's just like, ha. You know how to roll a blunt? I was like, what? Huh? Yeah, okay. Never done it before. Boom. Just had like a magazine in my lap. He like dumps a pile of weed in my lap. And he's like, yeah, roll a blunt. Cha. It's like, all right. Like, do what? He's like, yeah, just break up the weed. I'm like, oh, like this? Like, start breaking up the weed. Okay. It's all broken up, and he's like, boom. He's like, yeah, gives me the blunt, gut the blunt. It's like, okay, like this? Yeah, just put a line down. Ah, cha. Boom. Get the shavings out. I was like, okay. Get the blunt wrap. He's like, yeah, and I put the weed in it. I'm like, okay, like this? Like, yeah, ha. And the whole time he's just driving, just cruising. Yeah, 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 you got it, ha. And then somehow just sealed the deal. Rolled a motherfucking blunt, sparked it. And then B-Money's been my mentor ever since.
Was that your first blunt roll then?
That was the first one. Yeah.
Proper education.
Oh, fucks yeah. My first, I credit my first blunt to B Money. And then the first joint I ever rolled was Davy Dreads. Oh. Shout out Davy Dreads. Davy Danks. Yeah.
So when you got hooked up with the Mafia guys, were you already hooked up with San Diego?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Like I just started getting hooked up through San Diego from Tyler because I used to ride for a utility board shop and then started skating with Tyler and the San Diego guys. And the dude, main guy, Paul Kobrieger, is just like, hey, you getting what? You getting one board a month from utility? Yeah, we'll give you two. It's like, oh, perfect. Dude, two boards a month? I'm fucking set. Like, dude, even two boards a month now, I'm set. Perfect.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Because that was, I think, I don't know, I was trying to figure it out, but I think that was the first time I kind of seen you was in the San Diego, had a video. I think it came in a magazine, maybe, like a DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah, it was like 2006, San Diego made a video called On Display, where me, Marius, Tyler had a part. And yeah, Truman Hooker for sure.
Oh yeah, Truman.
Yeah, Truman, dude. Yeah, a bunch of homies.
Lil Dog.
It was crazy. I mean, I didn't realize it at the time, but they were able to put the video because San Diego was a mall shop. They had loot. They were able to put the video in Skateboarder magazine, and so everyone who had a subscription got the video, and fucking that actually got us some exposure. Got the video out. Crazy.
It did, right? And then things kind of start escalating from there.
Yeah, they started sparking. It's pretty crazy. I got a call from Travis Howell, like I think right before the video came out. He's like, yeah, seen your footy, just want to give you some audio shoes. I'm like, oh hell yeah, sick, some audios, I'm down, you know. Sends me a box of like eight audios. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, fuck it. I skated audios back in the day, skated the Tony Hawks. They're great. Got these eight shoes, and I'm like, fuck. I don't know about this one. I don't know about that one. I can't really skate these. Fuck. The only pair of shoes I could skate were the Bam Margeras. The Bam Margeras were like, they were kind of like SXLs, like a different version. They're buttery, but it had a Bam on the tongue with the fucking heartogram. It was wild.
Holy shit.
But those are the kicks. And then like a month later, I got a call from Sean Rogers, who was the team manager at DC at the time. And he's like, yeah, Rook, fucking got your footage from Dan Connolly. Wanna start hooking you up with DC? I'm like, wow, that'd be crazy. That'd be wild. I'm like, shit. Like, yeah, I'm down. And then fucking had to call Travis, and I'm like, yeah, man, hey, yeah, so I got the box, dude, thanks so much, but I couldn't really skate any of the shoes. I can only skate the BAM. And he's like, yeah, we'll work on that. I'm like, nah, like, I couldn't skate any of the shoes. Sorry. Yeah, like, fuck, I got a holler from DC. I think I'm going to go this way. Sorry, mate. But, yeah, that was wild, dude. So back in high school, we had skate PE, which was fucking nuts for high school.
Like, wow.
Like, during third period in high school, like, we got to provide our own transportation to go, like, what, drive 20 minutes to the Encinitas YMCA and then skate for, like, an hour and 15 minutes. Like,
damn.
Get to skate during school. You get
That'll keep you in school.
Fuck, I graduated. But without that, I was trying to do charter. Like, yo, get me out of here.
Yeah, holy
but, yeah,
shit.
Me and Marius had skate PE. But anyways, like, one day, I think I was a junior, I got picked up at this Wendy's in Encinitas by Jimmy Asselford, who just started working at DC too.
Shout out
and he
Jimmy.
He came and picked me up. Yeah, we fucking, and he's like, yeah, you smoke trees? I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I got some hash. So we were smoking bowls, weed and hash, and then boom, show up to the office, fucking blinded. Blinded, dude, just fucking eyes bleeding. Just like, oh, but hey, you want to hook me up? Word, cool, fuck yeah, thanks, sick. Met all the homies, fucking, yeah, and I ended up going on this Arizona trip, like, fuck, like a month or two later. I don't know.
What was your first trip like, skate trip out of the country?
Oh, shit. My first fucking, like, homie trip. I mean, there's the homie trip and there's a DC trip. Like, when I was 17, I went to Amsterdam Am.
Ooh.
with Marius and Tyler. Skated the fucking AM contest. It was wild. Like, whatever. Yeah, like, fucking.
Were you, like, wanting to move there? Was like, Amsterdam, what the hell? Is
As a 17-year-old kid, you know? Just yeah. Fucking becoming a stoner, like, hell yeah, I'm going to Amsterdam. This is insane. And, like, yeah. you had to be 18 to go in the coffee shops. And so, like, I was using Tyler's ID, and he was using his brother's ID, which was, like, this Oklahoma ID. And, like, that's how he's buying beer in the States as well.
Right.
But yeah, we go to this coffee shop, fucking, they give us the menu, like, oh, what do we got here? Like, oh, this, that, and the other. Yeah, we'll take it, for sure. Fuck, dude, space cakes? Throw it on top. Yeah, boom, and then from there, went to the smart shop, fucking, yeah, you go to the smart shop, there's just, like, a refrigerator full of, like, fresh mushrooms, just like, oh, okay, you can get this, you can get that, this'll take you somewhere you might not want to go. Okay, like, shit. All right. We'll take these then.
Yeah.
And that was a magical experience, man. Just whatever, first time in Europe, being a 17-year-old booger. Spent fucking 5 days in Amsterdam and then went to Finland for about 10 days.
Like, oh, with Marius? Yeah, the homeland.
It was family, yeah. Me and Tyler.
Shit, proper.
Yeah, it was epic, yeah.
Oh,
2007.
God damn, dude. That rips.
Yeah, that was fucking magical. But then, yeah, of course, fucking my first tour was a DC trip to Europe, and that was Norway, London, Stuttgart, and Paris. And that was a fucking trip, because I mean, you're in Europe and, like, you're with fucking homies you looked up seeing in the magazines and shit, and then you're in Europe meeting other European skaters, just fucking further in the connection, further in the network. Like, if I see those homies today, it's just like, oh, fucks yeah, me brother, yeah. What up? Like,
yeah, that was that DC. Shit?
Fuck, that was with DC.
What's it like the first time you meet Danny Way?
Ho!
Hi, Wes Craver here. Oh, it's Danny Way.
Dude, that was wild. That's funny. I tried to call him yesterday just to touch base. Like, Danny, the fuck's good? How you doing? yeah, I didn't get a holler back. It's good. No worries. But the first time meeting D-Way, well, my first interaction with him was when I was 9 years old at the Encinitas YMCA, and I happened to be wearing some of his fucking shoes. They're like the DC Infinities, but they're Danny Way's. And I seen him on top of the vert ramp. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, Danny Way. And he, like, looks at me and he's like, oh, nice shoes. And I thought that was the coolest thing. I was like, fucks yeah. Danny Way likes the DCs. Yeah. But then like meeting him on a personal level was at the old DC ramp. Like whatever. When I started getting hooked up, I was like DC was in Vista at the time, so, and I was in Kama Valley, so it was only 25 minutes away, so I was around all the time, just show up to the office, fucking kick it with the homies. They had some shit to skate outside, fucking inside. Then they had the vert ramp. Hanging out at the vert ramp was fucking psycho, because it was like this vert ramp I seen in the videos as well. Like, oh shit, this is here. Like, hell yeah. Like, just getting the pass to hang out in the clubhouse. And like, they had, dude, Danny had a fucking, well, first off, yeah, I was intimidated as fuck by Danny, but then he set out a proper ratio with my spliff. So I was like, hell yeah, good looks, mate. But yeah, he had a fucking music studio under the ramp at one point. And fucking Stevie J was living there. What? Stevie J from like VH1, like, yeah, yeah. Not from VH1, but yeah, he used to fucking make beats for Biggie and shit. Like,
what?
Yeah, yeah, he was living under the vert ramp making
beats. That was
beats.
Before Gentry.
Yeah, yeah, before Gentry. Fucking, yeah. The homie Spliff was hanging out. The homie Big Creep.
Damn.
Fucking Eddie Rap Life. Dude, it was a wild, wild side. That was cool. Jake Brown and fucking PLG were hanging out. Like, just,
what's like some of the gnarliest shit you saw on the ramp? Like, was Colin McKay skating at that time too? Like Danny Collin, Jake Brown?
Honestly, I never really seen a session on the ramp, dude. We just go there and fucking hang out. Like, we'd have a session on the street course, maybe like maybe skate the ramp ourselves. Like, I seen Miller pad up one time.
That's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Did
you go to any of the Mega Ramp stuff? Like, did you see any? Were you there for anything crazy Danny did? You didn't go to China or nothing, right?
Nah, that was before my time. I wish, but we did. We went to China, the Great Wall in 2013, and went to go, like, see the fucking Danny Way plaque. Like, like, yeah, Danny Way fucking jumped this.
Yeah, that's some evil Knievel shit.
100%. Yeah, the last dude, I think it was this dude on a bike or a motorcycle. He tried. He died. D-Way fucking back through that shit.
Whoa, I didn't hear about that. Damn. Yeah. Dude, this is crazy. Like, I'm making this. I've been making these videos for to keep Preston and Jake alive, you know? And I'm doing the story about when we went to Paris.
Where's my grit?
And me and Peabody and the Gut and Preston are walking up, and Preston takes us to that church, Sacre Coeur or whatever, you know, up on the hill in Paris. I think it's called Sacre Coeur. Anyway, we get up there, and there's a fucking rolling ramp to a jump like Danny Way style, like mega, like what the fuck is this? There's a rollerblader up there, and he's going down and just jumps off, like, so he's over the city and shit. I'm telling this story, like, me and Peabody are retelling this story, and I'm like, somehow Preston knew who that fucking rollerblader was. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to look him up and maybe interview him a little bit, right? And so I look it up, and it's like, this dude is world. That jump was the world record rollerblading jump. I'm like,
witness it.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, Preston must have known, like, because he just was like, let's go check out the church. Like, no big deal. Yeah. Crazy. But man, I know you had a lot of good times with P-Stone. Was one of the first. Now, you probably went on like an OJ trip with him before Sody, right?
The first trip was the one that we went on. That was
okay,
like
the camp in Oregon.
Like, yeah.
Oh, such a good one.
Whole time.
Two vans, Cranny and me behind the wheel, and a lot of bros. I think Jimmy Cow was there, Suri, Borden, Strubing. I'm probably leaving some people out, but it was a good one.
We had the healthiest posse, fucking Captain Cranston commanding the ship.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking up. Already gone through about a quarter pound in a fucking less than a week. Yeah, we're going to need another one. just rolling fucking stupid bangers.
Barbecuing at Hubbard's.
Oh, fucking Q's on deck. Yeah. Fucking pretty much making it to the end of the night every night. One of the actually great fucking Stone story was it was like 4 a.m. couple of Last Soldiers Standing, me, Stone, Cranny, fucking maybe Surrey and fucking Chippy. We run out of firewood. Fucking boom. Preston's like, I got it. Disappears for like 20 minutes, you know? You fucking are just like, we forget about it. You know, we're just like talking, bullshitting, smoking, drinking, you know? Taking it. We just hear some rustling. Like just some fucking just shit up in the tree, like right above us. Some rustling. What the fuck? What is that? Cranny's got a headlamp. Shines it up there. It's fucking P-Stone. Snapping branches. Just fucking boom. Firewood dropping. Just ka, ha, ka, ya. Just fucking dropping branches. Boom. Caught another hour of the fire.
He was not afraid to keep it going, that's for sure.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. Not at all. Stone fucking, man. Every time on the road, every road beer I drink, Stone. Better believe it.
I got one. You need one? I got it. Don't worry. All of a sudden, it's like, look what's up my sleeve style. Or he's like, got it in his camera bag. Like, he had so many hiding spots.
Always an extra stash, dude. But yeah, we had that trip. Oh, fuck. Crazy. First time at Preston, I was 14. It was him and Root Dog. Yeah, it was in SD. Like, we went to go skate Med Choice Gap and yeah, fucking tried to trick, got smoked, but then whatever. I mean, I was such a booger, 14, fucking remember talking to Preston and he was talking to me like he knew me forever. And I'm like, fuck this. Fuck yeah. Like this dude's the homie for sure.
Fuck yeah. Well, your guys' attitudes gravitate towards each other. I mean, the first time I met you for real, I think, was in Copenhagen. And I came up to you to ask you some questions on video about, like, oh, who's going to win or whatever the bullshit was. And you treated me like you had known me forever. Like, you were just, like, super nice. And I was like, oh, this guy's the coolest. And then right away when we got back to the mainland, I think I saw you at a DC event or something else, and you remember me from, and I was just like, this guy rules.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's, once again, that's fucking from my folks. It's like, hey, treat everyone how you want to be treated. Say what up. Ask how are you. Look them in the eye.
Yep.
And fucking do your best to remember names for sure.
That's what Felper always said. Look them in the eye. Like, how are you?
Acknowledging that I'm meeting you. Hey,
All right. It's that time again. I got my mind on some magic and some magic on my mind. This stuff has been being consumed daily. It's time for me to drink one today. I got this little shot here. Give me a sec. So I've been drinking this stuff every day since I got it. I've been waking up like an alarm clock without the alarm every day. And I don't know what's going on outside, but you guys should try this. Give it a try. Magic Mind. It's going to boost your energy and focus. It's going to crush procrastination. I mean, you know how sometimes you think about things and by the time you do it, it's too late or it's dark or whatever. With that comes some mental clarity, you know? I'm talking Magic Mind here on Talking Schmidt. So listen up. It's filled with vitamins and adaptogens and matcha and nootropics. And you're supposed to use it alongside your morning caffeine, but I tend to drink the coffee first and then add this later in the day because I always have a 3 o'clock burnout sensation. And what I'm hoping and seems to be working kind of already is that if I drink coffee in the morning and then drink this after my lunch, I can get a steady flow throughout the whole day. And then my sleep pattern will be better at night. Huge experiment that I'm, you know, trying. I'm always trying to better my life here. And so this is one way that I'm working on that. But the good people at Magic Mind have a little offer for you guys. If you want to try this, you can go to magicmind.com/Schmidt. And they're going to give you your first case half price. with the code SCHMIT20, SCHMIT20. The word is out and it's magic mind. Starting in January, you will find it in all Sprouts Farmers Market stores across the country. If you have a Sprouts store nearby, get down there, grab a few bottles, and try it. If you don't have Sprouts, get on the interweb and type in magicmind.com/Schmidt. First case, half off. Code Schmidt20. You know how all this works, right? I help you find it, and they help you support me. So it's like we're all working together here. This is a trial period, and we have half the case down and half to go. So I'm going to keep reporting on my journey, and I'd love to hear about yours. That's magicmind.com/Schmidt. Code Schmidt20. Schmidt20. From Magic. Magic Mind. Got my mind on my magic and my magic on my mind. It's magicmind.com/Schmidt. Code Schmidt20. And we out. What's the origin story of the run?
The run, hell yeah. The run's shit.
Because I've done the run, thank you.
You better believe it, man, a couple times, huh?
Yeah.
We'll be there tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday.
Every Sunday, right?
We've been, since fucking Marius, Tyson, and Surrey left, been kind of cold on it, but we're doing it. The homie Tyson's back in town. He moved to Rhode Island, but he's back today, so he'll be back tomorrow, so it's home. Oh, but the origins. So my friend Craig Glover, he actually used to do the Osiris kids team back in the day. Uh-huh. Was hooking up Govey, and then I met him actually through skate camp. And then when he's hooking up Govey, I was like, yeah, I met you. Fuck yeah, skate camp. Da da da. And then he started hooking me up a pair of shoes every 2 months when I was like 12. So that was my first official sponsor, Osiris Kids B Team. It's great. but then at about 16 he moved back to San Diego from Santa Clarita, and we started kicking it again, and he started talking about the run. He's like, yeah, you ever do the run? Like, well, what's this? Yeah, it's like this like series of hill bombs through downtown that Donger used to do on the way to the concourse. And like there's a crew from, I think it was Overload Skate Shop, that was going down there, meeting there every Sunday, like right before sunset. So we started going there, started fucking meeting the crew, and then once enough people would go, like, all right, it'd be like maybe fucking five heads, maybe 10, maybe 20. Like, just like, all right, yeah, we got the crew. All right, let's do it. Boom. And then just start skating through the hills, like skating through the streets. Like not SF hills, like fucking steep as all hill. But yeah, like a mellow series, enough to get the blood flowing, and yeah, you wind up at the concourse, which is like an 11-story parking structure where you take an elevator to the top and just swing all the way down until you get to the bottom, and it shoots you out this S-curve.
Yeah.
Fuck, let's just say I didn't make it the first couple of times on the S-curve. Yeah, there's a certain formula to it, you know? Uh-huh. And once you got the formula, we were good to go. Still sketchy times, but yeah, like, even if we don't do the run, I always find myself at the concourse. Like it's been a fucking hub, like our hub for downtown.
And you guys have been running it for years, right? Like you do Skate Mafia Saturdays and then Sunday is the run.
Oh yeah, Skate Mafia every day. Come on.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, but yeah, like we've been doing it since 2006.
But
it was crazy. So I had a photo there, like at the top of the concourse, there's like this spiral, and like there's like this jersey barrier that is kind of flush enough to skate it, whatever. So I had a photo of doing like a front rock, and I was in a trans world. My uncle seen it. My uncles used to skate back in the day growing up in Oceanside. And my uncle is just like, he pulls out the photo. He's like, hey, like shows me the photo, brought the magazine. He's like, hey, is this the concourse in downtown? I was like, oh, for sure. You know.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we used to bomb that in the 80s, like 70s, 80s. Like, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, there we go. And like,
I
guess like, yeah, like,
wow.
Like 70s, 80s, 90s fucking heads would do runs, whatever. I guess 90s people were doing like time trials, fucking just like having full parties in the concourse, live bands, fucking
wow.
Like whatever, like time trials, as in like bombing the hill and fucking like throw, like trying to sabotage the other homie, just throwing fucking like plastic cups or a banana peel, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, yeah.
Wow. Heavy.
That's a super fun one.
Yeah, you can bomb it all night because there's no security at the time.
Mm.
Even now there's security, but we were cool with the security guard for a while, and like he just let us go one and done. Like, all right, we respect it. Like, we just want one. Boom.
Okay.
But yeah, keep it cool.
All right, I was thinking about this earlier, right? Because I always like to plug the city that I live in, San Francisco. Yeah. Some people hate on it right now, but I always know it's the best forever. But Schmitty's top three. Schmitty's top three moments with Wes Kramer in San Francisco. This was a little tough, but I kind of want to do four. I kind of want to do four.
Yes.
Because the fourth one was the day we were kicking it with A-Bear and Struby and driving around, and A-Bear was drunk, and we just went to skate spots and we're drinking and having a blast. But I just got to throw that in because shout out to A-Bear, I miss you. But yeah. Top three moments in no particular order. Number one, come on, Clipper. Come on. Come on, Juicy J, the whole drive there, you're just like, I got something, but I'm not claiming. And then we get there and like, cha!
Dude, nah, because when you claim, you got to amount to it. Fuck, yeah. Like, when you claim it, you got to fucking, when you bring it, you got to sing it. Just bring it, don't sing it.
Dude. That was a banger, man. That brings me to also, I wasn't there, but you were at the recent Clipper, right?
Yeah. No,
the contest, Buster Bale.
I was looking for you. But I guess you're on vacation, Hawaii. Yeah,
I called Darrell Stanton to take my place. I was like, hey, I can't make it, but Darrell, come on, you're the king.
Talk about kings of Clipper and just the fucking general.
No brainer, right?
Dude, Darrell, you know Darrell was living in San Diego for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, a couple years ago. And like, dude, I got a call from my homie Gilbert, and he's just like, hey, you know Darrell Stanton's in town. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, Darrell Stanton lives here. JT just hit me up. I'm like, wait, Stanton? Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I told him to meet at the skate park. I was like, I'm there. Boom, we show up, meet up with Darrell. I'm like, yo, what's going down? I'm like, oh, you're living here? Like, shit, you kind of need a car. You ain't got a car? Like, fuck, I'll come pick you up. And then, like, yeah, like, started fucking picking up Darrell. I was living in Mission Beach at the time, just bringing him to the beach. Fucking, yeah, he became a stoop regular.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah, he's good people. Fucking love Darrell.
Okay. Okay, number two, ready?
Yeah, oh, deuce.
It's called the Big Four. We're talking the Berg. We're talking Little B.
October 25th, 2020.
Dude.
International Switch Hard Day.
Maybe one of the, I mean, it's definitely one of the gnarliest things that went down there, but maybe the gnarliest. Like, that wasn't, it's the Switch Hard of a lifetime, right?
It's fucking little motherfucking B.
Mm.
B money. Big B now. Fuck.
Shot.
Did you get an angle on that? Did you film an angle?
They gave me a camera. Let's just say I filmed every try but the Switch Hard. So B money. Yeah. This was eight or nine in the morning. We had to rent the U-Haul.
Yep.
Anyone that skated the fucking Big Foe nowadays knows it's a process. We got the U-Haul. We got the fucking ramp from Thrasher. We got it to Wallenberg. Set it up. And B-Money started going for it. He might have stuck the first one. I think he bailed the first one. stuck the second and got this crazy whiplash and like didn't try one for like 20 minutes and just like went off, did some meditation, fucking whole process, got back up there, a couple more run-ups, boom, went for another one, stuck like fucking seven in a row. Like he just had the vision, like, yeah, I'm doing this. So bails one, kicks one out, and we're like, fuck, like he's, you know, he's hurting, like, because I mean, you stick something on Wallenberg, any try, if you bail or stick, it's gonna suck. Mm-hmm. You don't roll away, yeah, you're hurting. So whatever, he tries this one, bails, and like between every try it was about like a 10 to 20 minute process. And so like I set the camera down and I'm telling this homie just like, hey, one thing you gotta know about B-Money is that he does not give a fuck. He don't give a fuck. And right when I say he don't give a fuck, B-Money rolls in. I'm like, oh shit. I grabbed the camera and it timed out. But then, yeah, it was off and I couldn't turn on in time. But I got to watch the switch hard with my own eyes.
And we had plenty of angles there.
Yeah, off, luckily.
Cha. Oh! Yeah, that was a fucking, that was a sick day. Conley called me and he's like, hey, we're getting the U-Haul, meet us up there, Wes is flying in, it's on. I was like, dude, say less, I'm on my way.
Way to hit him with a cha. Yeah, I flew in from a community service. I got a drinking ticket on the beach. Yeah, I could either pay $360 or pay $40 and do 4 hours of community service. So that was cool.
Okay.
I did the 4 hours. It was great. But then flew straight to SF, witnessed the switch hard, and then afterwards just fucking fighting back tears because it was...
Had to be there.
Monumental, dude. I was feeding off that hype for months after, like, be like trying tricks and like, all right, right, fuck, B-Money. Just be like battles, like, God damn it, I can't give up. B-Money. Ah!
And if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure the video was already edited with one spot for that. Like, it was deadline, and it was like, you got to make this if you want it to be in the video kind of vibe, maybe. I think, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, even that was an extra stress, but also an extra rejoice. Like, yeah. Like, the crew was so fired up.
Dude, that was insane. Yeah, no, I remember, it was probably 3 weeks before the premiere, and, pretty much, yeah, the trip was done after that. B-Money got the switch hard. Like, all right, well, let's go back to Dago.
Video's done.
Fucking, yeah, we went and fucking celebrated over at Blue Plate. Like, got this banging meal. Yeah,
that's right. Shout out to the Blue Plate.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Yeah, I remember fucking looking over at B-Money at one point, and he was depleted, like just like zombie, like done, like so hurt, just fucking went to war, conquered, just switch hearted Goliath,
absolutely
insane. Yeah.
Well, okay, this is the final. This is the third of the top three Schmitty moments with Wes Kramer in San Francisco. This one involves a bag of mushrooms, Naughty by Nature, a trophy named Rusty, and your mom and dad surprise there. It's called Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year, and it was not announced until the party. That was the 1 year in the history of the Skater of the Year where they didn't announce it till the party.
Really?
Yeah, it was like you, T-Puds, and Nyjah were all there, and nobody knew who was going to get it. And then you and Cranny threw some mushrooms back, and it was on.
Dude, we showed up. Like, I mean, respect to all the homies, for sure. Fucking, but I was tripping. Like, we had a crew from Mafia and a crew from DC. The Mafia van, the DC van, all driving to SF. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, we're doing this. Yeah, this is the hype.
Mm.
Like, still pretty damn ignorant to what was about to happen. Right? Like, yeah, fuck yeah, SF, tell me true. Like, fuck yeah, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, let's pop up the vans, fucking hype it up.
Hit Double Rock.
But I guess like Dan and Preebs and Jimmy already knew. Like, they got the word. I mean, whatever. So we show up to the party. So sick. I remember seeing T-Bone out front, and he sees Dorian, the homie Dorian. He's got his hair all fucking combed. He's like, oh, what up, Slick Rick? that was the fucking intro to the night. I was like, oh, this shit's about to be popping off. Meet up with Cranny. Oh, fuck yeah, Hemi, sick. Like, oh yeah, it's wild inside. Cranny's like, oh yeah, you want some of these? You better believe it. Top that couple mushies. Yeah, hey, I got these fireworks. I'm like, perfect, boom. And we're just fucking outside, lighting off fireworks, smoking joints, just the whole night. Like, chilling, just, oh, this is epic, blah, blah, blah. Then fucking Burnett comes outside. Like, ah. He's like, hey, we're about to do this shit. Go inside. I'm like, all right, word. All right, and fucking just sneaking the crowd, word, chilling. Jake's doing the speech, all right. Then all of a sudden, yeah, just calls my name. I was like, what the fuck, huh? It was so surreal. Like, I was still in a fucking dream. Go up on stage, just still confused. Like, huh? Bunch of homies come up. Like, Jake gives me the trophy. I have my fucking thumb stuck into, like, some slot, like, in between the board and fucking and the hip. I got my thumb stuck in the trophy. T-Bone grabs it, and he's just shaking it up and down. Thumb stuck, like, what's happening? And I think
T-Bone wanted some stage time for sure.
Yeah, and I finally got my fucking thumb out or something, and then boom. And then fucking they're saying, like, yeah, we got another surprise for you, fucking Naughty by Nature. I'm just like, oh, what the fuck? Holy shit. And they're like, yeah, go say what up to Tretch. And, like, there was some dude before Tretch. And, like, I just wanted to say what up, too. And I don't think it was Vinny, but I was like, hey, what up? Yeah, respect. Da-da-da. And he's like, nah, he's over here. I was like, ah, goddamn it. Nah, I know. I know Tretch. Go say what up to Tretch. Like, yeah, what up? Da-da-da. Boom. Like, yeah, we're about to fucking pop this shit out. Da-da-da. And then, like, oh, yeah, thanks, Wes. Cool. So I go off stage. And then, like, Jimmy's just like, hey, your parents are here. They want to say what up. And I'm like, oh, my parents are here? And I'm like, damn, I'm like fighting back tears at that point. Like, god damn, this is wild. See my parents, just like, holy shit, yeah, this is crazy. Hell yeah, thanks for making it. They're fired up. And I think you got a glorious photo from that night, huh?
Absolutely.
I think it was my Ma Dukes, then with the Mafia.
Yeah.
Full power.
So good. And I got one, me and Tretch. Like, seriously, I was thinking about, because I've been to every Skater of the Year party since Salman Aga. That's been a lot of parties. And Silas Baxter Neal, top two for sure. Because Silas had Too Short, you had Naughty by Nature. But
wow, Slice.
For me, it was you, obviously, because you're the homie. I was way more involved at that moment and connected with everything. So it was like watching you and watching like Cranny and watching your parents and just seeing the fucking love. It was just like, this is what life is. Like, that's it right there. That's our guy. Fuck yeah.
It was damn respect. Thank you, man. It was definitely a magical night. Like I said, it's still surreal, still a dream. Fuck, can't comprehend it. But remember the year before when you said you've been to every Skater of the Year party? I think it was at Ishad's, and we had a flick up in one of the photo booths. You, me, Craig.
The photo booth days were insane.
Photo booth popping off.
So the photo booth, they had a photo booth at Sodi Party for maybe 3 years, I think. And at the end of the night, they just gave me the disc. So I had every photo taken in the photo booth. Dude, and there was so many boobs. Like, I would just be like, wow.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know why they stopped doing the photo booth. That was sick. The photo booth rules.
Everyone's taking photos.
One of me, you, and Cranny, and a bunch of other heads. It was fucking hell yeah. Okay, so that goes to, how does the Sodi trip come about? Like, what do they tell you? Do they say you can pick where you want to go? Like, you guys went to where? Canary Islands?
Canary Islands, yeah.
Was that your choice, or did they say?
That was my choice. Like, they hit me up, like, hey, where do you want to go? And I think, like, I don't know, like, I was like, where'd the other homies go? Like, oh, here, a lot of homies went to Hawaii, fucking Australia. I'm like, damn, those are sick islands. Like, fuck, it'd be sick to get the homies to the Canaries. Like, like, some of these heads haven't been to the Canaries. Like, I went a couple years before on a DC Euro trip. Like, I got invited by Gaston Francisco, who was the team manager at the time. he'd bring me on a couple Euro trips because I'd be like, hey, what's up, dude? I want to fucking, I'm trying to travel. You got some trips? Fucking, I'll hop on. Boom. And fuck, Canaries was shit. Like, we went there for about 2 weeks, went to Gran Canaria and Tenerife, and just the lifestyle over there, the spots, fucking, they don't have tax on the island too, so you can get fucking, you get some cheap food, some cheap smokes, beers, like, yeah, it was magical. I had a blast out there. And then we went back, we stayed at the same place, fucking epic, bringing the homies, like, yeah, like, it sucks. I wish I would have brought more mafia homies, but it was, I guess, the budget. We always had a budget. This is DC. DC was fucking the bread and butter. So Jimmy definitely helped plan a healthy amount of the trip.
Jimmy and Chris Ray went, and P Stone.
Jimmy, Chris Ray, fucking Stone, fucking Demon.
T-Funk and T-Puds and T-Funk, right?
T-Puds, yeah, T-Puds is there. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, I met T-Puds through, like, Marius when he was riding for Osiris when we were, like, 12.
For days. So,
like, yeah, he's always been the homie, man. Like, fucking love Tori.
Yeah, he's so, great.
Man, that was our second, like, second skate trip. We went to Colorado on a Denver trip before, and that was fun as fuck. But yeah, that was good having him on the trip. But dude, I think it was crazy. I think he was like just developing his narcolepsy at the time.
Oh.
And like we didn't even know. Like, he just, whatever, we'd be fucking chilling, smoking, drinking, kicking it, and then he'd just pass out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. I do the same as well. I got barcolepsy. He's got like proper narcolepsy. We're like, yeah, we'd be like at the spot, fucking people would be battling tricks, and he'd be like just taking a little nap. Sick.
Oh man. Yeah, because I think when everyone came back, they didn't know that, and they're like, man, Tori was just sleeping a bunch, like, maybe he was partying too hard or something. Like, yeah,
nah, he's partying for sure, but he's good now.
What about, give me the P-Stone lowdown, because when Asselford gave me some of the footage, like, Preston was up in trees filming, like, he was just, was, like, doing it.
Up in the tree with a bottle of wine, hyping it up, you better believe it. Dude, Stone, oh my God, and Stone definitely bringing the hype, always, man. It's like, yeah, we're in the back of the bus, we always got beers, we got fucking, like, a little reserve bottle of wine, fucking keeping the fucking vibes high, hyping it up. Okay, well, I mean, you get to the spot and you're already on fire. So it's like, ah, shit, let's move around. Hell yeah. Boom, fucking, yeah. Homie roast beefs on the trip. One day he made Coco Locos, bought a coconut, put some rum in there, started passing that around. That was the top of the morning to you. But yeah, Stone. And then whatever, just, you're filming with Stone. It's always a laugh, mate. Like, just whatever. You know what I mean? You're just filming. Like, he's following, you're filming. Fucking this.
He's given so much dialogue, too. Like, when you're watching his footage, you just hear him saying the funniest shit. Like, he's like, kind of want a bologna sandwich right now or something. Just random.
No, 100%.
Yeah. What about Jake? How was he on that trip?
So, Jake never got used to the fucking the time change.
Oh.
So he hopped on a couple sessions, and then, like, I think, yeah, one night he would, like, sleep during, he'd, like, be up in the wee hours of the morning. So when we'd wake up, he'd, like, be, like, passed out or fucking out in the town, whatever, doing his shit. Uh-huh. Then we get back, we'd sometimes see him or fucking, yeah, actually, we'd see him at night a lot, and then, like, he could have been just waking up. But yeah, he was elusive. He was
up all night, sleep all day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So like, yeah, he was on the cusp too. He's on fire.
Everyone's in the cusp. I mean, a Sodi party, like, everyone I've seen, like, a Shod and all those guys out in the ocean with beers, like, even Burn Dogs tilting them back. You're like, oh, it's a party.
Oh, hell yeah. No, like, so we had, at the hotel we were staying at, we had like continental breakfast, and at the breakfast in the Canaries, you know, they had champagne. And fucking Phelps are just taking bottles, just like,
let's go.
Yeah, like even the beginning of the trip, he had a bottle of wine, fucking teeth are all fucking black and purple.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, drink this shit. I was like, oh, fucks yeah, for sure.
That's how Paris was, same thing. He went to bed with a bottle next to him every night. One night we stole the bottle and he woke up and came outside and got it back for me. He's like, nope.
Full power, dude. But yeah, we're at the breakfast. So after a couple of days, we went to breakfast and like the dude working was just like, hey, ¿dónde está su abuelo? Like, where's your grandpa? Where's fucking, ¿dónde está el abuelo? Like, where's the grandpa? Where's the grandpa? Like,
the
what?
Old man.
And like, yeah, he's taking bottles of champagne, just pretty much fucking taking champagne, full power, and then going out of the town. Like,
abuelo Barracho.
Yeah.
Joe was telling me something about the cover was kind of like, you guys were like on the, was that last day maybe?
Dude, holy shit. It was getting towards the end. And, it was our last day in the Grand Canaria. And, Saturday night we went out and, at the hotel earlier, we were rolling CeeLo. We were rolling dice, fucking me and Pisto, and we're rolling for garlic cloves pretty much. It's like, yeah, if you win, you gotta fucking eat this clove.
Yes.
So I had like three fucking power cloves, dude, like full power. We ended up afterwards, yeah, like got fucking him and, well, Stone was going out, but we got Phelps to go to the club. We all went to the club, fucking did just full garlic on the dance floor. Whatever, got rinsed. The next morning, they're just like, hey, we gotta shoot a photo today. I'm like, fuck. And that's like, dude, shooting fucking skate photos is like kryptonite, dude. I'm like allergic or something, dude. So I'm just not photogenic.
Mm.
So we get to the spot. And of course, the spot's photogenic. So like, it's going to help polish a turd. Fucking, yeah. Somehow set up a board, fucking just muster out a fucking cuspy ollie to fakie. Shaking, just shaky legs, dude. Yeah, somehow made it, survive. All right, good. You good, Brooke? Bucks, yeah. Thanks, me brother. Good to go.
Came out sick. I love those obstacle ones.
Oh,
it's like a statue, orange little weird contraption.
That
was a sick cover. Fucking Joe Brooke does not blow it with the camera.
Yeah,
he gets the good angles.
Like I said, he was able to polish a turd. Good man.
Speaking of that, I got a lot of favorite photographers, so I can't say my favorite for that. But but we got to talk about Blayback.
Fuck yeah, Blaze, for sure.
Dude, one of the sickest. I mean, he's got the SF ties. He's got the fucking Justin Gerard Mad Circle days. And then
hell yeah,
his book, his portraits, his skate photos, his history, where he was with like Danny Way. The shit they did here in San Francisco where they closed the Bay Bridge down with the fucking...
Yeah, the Kalis Bush.
And the driver,
Tim
Block.
Yeah.
And then Felper with the fucking finish line flag. That was insane. Yeah. But fucking Blabes is the shit.
Blaze is good people, man. I just actually, I seen him about 2 weeks ago celebrating his 50th. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Big, fifth floor.
Yeah, that was epic.
Respect.
Good to see him, man. Blaze, yeah. I first met him when I was like 17 and been fortunate enough to travel with him for about, 15 years.
A lot of trips, yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking pulling my shit for years. Had a lot of patience, but hey, one of my close friends, and I really appreciate him.
Fuck yeah.
This one time, holy shit, when I first started putting down garlic from fucking hanging out with Stone, like I found that OJ trip. We were hanging out and he's like, yeah, right here for your garlic rip. I was like, oh, fuck's yeah, you got garlic? Boom. Whips out a fucking bulk of garlic from his pocket, like a fucking cabeza de ajo. Big fucking garlic head. I'm just like, oh shit, this is the real deal. He's got garlic in his pocket. Like, fuck yeah.
He does not care to smell.
Like, power. But yeah, he's telling me, he's like, yeah, like garlic, natural antibiotic. Anytime you feel run down or sick on a trip, just pop a couple cloves.
Garlic will kill anything, Smitty. Come on.
Yeah, fucking put down, fucking eat some garlic, wash it down with some brew, fucking garlic bread.
Right back on the map, no problem.
Fucking back at it again, mate.
Yeah. Dude, he told me this one time because he would stink. Like, he would not care. And one time he's like, you know, the whole body odor smell thing? That's just an American thing. Like, nobody fucking cares about that overseas.
And you're just so potent, just reeking. Oh,
he's
gosh.
Just on the fucking airplane where people are like changing their seats.
So this is where my story comes in. So, like I said, I just like started eating a bunch of garlic. I was trying to combat staph infections. Mm. So around the same time, I started getting, like 10 years ago, I started getting staph infections, just whatever, just fucking just staying clean. Like whatever I got, or actually staying dirty, but I got these infections, and then you get these sketchy bumps, little ingrown hairs, and like I'd see them like, oh fuck, no, I got to clean it, and like clean it vigorously. And they started getting worse, like just clean it with soap, So I went to the doctor. The doctor said, like, oh, yeah, anytime you get those bumps, like, you got to take these antibiotics. You got to take pills. I'm just like, oh, fuck, I don't want to take pills every time. Like, goddamn. So did some fucking research. Turns out garlic helps. Cleans your blood.
Yep. I've been telling my wife that.
Actually, yeah, here, boom.
Get a clove.
Little nice. Clove on a keychain. What up, dude?
Whoa, yes.
Yeah. Cloves on deck. Holla at your boy.
I got holla a fridge full cloves. Of them.
Okay, so back to the playback story. Eating a bunch of garlic, combating staph. So, yeah, garlic cleans your blood, so it helps with staph infections.
Mm.
I'm sitting next to Blayback on a plane. He knows I've been eating garlic. He's like, God damn, you fucking reek. And then, boom, right then, I just burp this gnarly power fucking garlic toast. Blaze, I just never forget Blaze's face. He's just like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
You don't want to piss off Blaze. You don't want to bum out Blaze, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't want him to hatch. But, yeah, that was a pretty memorable moment, dude, just blasting Blaze with a garlic burp on a plane. No escape. He's buckled in for that burp. It's horrible. Yeah, survival.
One of the other things that I wanted to figure out here, because it seems like you guys are setting a trend yet again, is the rebirth of the OG Micro.
The Micro.
I heard somebody else is on the path to, rumor has it, somebody else is making those too, but you guys kind of brought them back and made them popular. Huh?
Rumor has it, bubble's been burst. Hey, you know, block's hot. Fucking heads want some of the market. Money's fucking low. Heads are going to need to eat. So, hey.
Got to write them checks.
See you in the streets. All good. Whatever it is, it's fucking skateboarding. As Naz would say, it's just a toy. It's a toy. We're playing skateboarding.
But yeah, how's it with Nabs? You've been kicking it with them. You were neighbors for a minute.
I was his neighbor.
What was it called? Skate Wednesdays or something like that?
Holy big motherfucking Wednesday. Yeah,
yeah, big Wednesday.
Oh, God. We had a name for every day of the week. Fucking big
not
Wednesday.
Scared of the pandemic, just fucking still skating with our bros, built the half pipe and fucking that shit was insane.
It escalated. It became a thing.
D-Way was even down there.
Well, so right like the week before it started, pretty much the Wednesday before it started happening, we're at the house, we're at the stoop talking to Nav, and he's like, we should start Big Wednesday. I want to put some quarter pipes on the boardwalk and start Big Wednesday. They used to do it in 1986 down by Hamels. It was a thing. I used to see it in Thrasher. I was there in Minnesota in the wintertime, California dreaming. I want to be there. I want to do that. I want to judo off the launch ramp. So, yeah. So I'm going to call Sal Barbier. Sal, I want to put some launch ramps on the boardwalk. So I was like, fuck yeah, Darren, you got it. Sal, I want to skate with you. I want to jump the chain at Sarah. I want to jump the chain. There's like a three block and like a chain there. Because like Nav's, I think he like was just getting off an injury at the time and he wanted to skate. Either a fucking something from skating or a heartbreak or something. But yeah, he wanted to skate. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I want to skate with you. Like telling Sal Barbie, like, I want to skate with you, Sal. I want to skate with you. And Sal's like, yeah, I'll show up. He never showed up. But then after Sal Barbie, we called Danny Way. And Danny Way is like, yeah, Big Wednesday? That's where I got sponsored by a soy skate. It's back in like 1986.
What?
Yeah. He's like, Big Wednesday was a thing. That was the shit. Like, let's do it. And then fucking Nav's like, I want to skate with you, Danny. I want to skate with you. So, yeah. Next, that following Sunday, it's after the weekend. Of course, it's a weekend in Mission Beach, brain gown.
Yeah.
I wake up at 9 a.m. to a call from Nav's, all hungover, and he's like, we're making the quarter pipe. Mike the Barbarian's here making the quarter pipe. Come over. He's like, okay. So I go over to Nav's house, fucking sure enough, Mike the Barbarian's fucking hammering fucking nails, finishing up the touches to a quarter pipe. It's like, holy shit. Finishes it up. All right, let's go skate it, test it out. Boom. Set it up, and it's like, it's right up to the seawall, like right up to the fucking wall, to where you could like grind the fucking ledge. So yeah, we get a session on a Sunday. Like, all right, let's fucking hype it up Wednesday. Yeah, sure enough, fucking that Wednesday, fucking D-Way made some calls, Darren made some calls, I made some calls. I'm fucking, dude, Matt Hensley was there, Steve Ortega, fucking. D-Way.
That's legitimizing an already legitimate situation.
Yeah, and then fucking then whatever, that first Wednesday turned to another Wednesday. I think I missed the next one, but then Al Partnan showed up, brought some other quarter pipe, or like another, some sick. Other homies brought some quarter pipes. Eventually Nav's had three. Then a couple months down the line, fucking Dave Duncan wants some of the action. He builds a spine ramp. Builds us fucking a buttery spine ramp. The Duncan. Like, fuck. Thank you for that one. It's
double D daggers.
One. With skate light. This one had skate light, dude. Whoa. Duncan hooked it.
Wow.
Yeah, and then fucking boom. And the next thing you know, fucking Bam's there. Fucking Terry Kennedy was there. Fucking Lenny Rivas is.
Dude, all of them.
Block was hot.
Wow.
Yeah, and then boom. Fucking, yeah, some homie brought a drum set. The homie Ruben. He started playing drums on there. Fucking, yeah, people were doing baton twirling and fucking we had a fire every night. Like, yeah, like it was a fire on the beach every night. Cops would show up. I mean, sometimes like the lifeguard would drive past, like people would complain. They'd be like, hey, you gotta like take the ramps off. So we'd like move it to the alley. But like in most cases, we get to skate fucking all day until dark and then everyone would be partying, drinking, smoking on the beach, and fucking cops would show up, and they'd be like, hey, like, move the ramps. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. Good enough. Yeah, but then every Thursday was fucking Thrash Thursday cleanup, because when
right.
the fire was out, it'd be a fire on the beach, then a party at my house. Like, yeah, it was fucking, yeah, every Thursday morning, just wake up all hungover, like, fuck, and then just start cleaning, like, fuck. Yeah, my poor roommates. Poor roommates. Yeah, survival.
I don't know. Do you want to talk about what happened with DC? What's going on over there?
To be honest, at the moment, I mean, it's just fucking budget cuts. Like, I mean, they're just going a different direction. It sucks what happened, but fucking tis the season. Times.
Asselford first one was Asselford first one out.
Well, he got a job opportunity over at a mountain bike company through Jeff Taylor.
He's been fucking killing it on the bike, man.
Absolutely,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
He wild, fucking jumping the Springfield Gorge, dude. Goddamn, had.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he left, and then at the same time, John Gardner wanted to do something else, and then fucking they're like about to get bought, so it's kind of just like some like domino effect, you know. But it is what it is. Fucking
Kalis, last man standing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Fucking
I was tripping at first. I had to call Kayla's just say, hey, man, what's going on? You have anything to do with this? No? Okay. All right. Huh. Sorry about that. Yeah, we're good. Cool. Fuck. Yeah, I was coming in hot. But,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. Corporate shit. Fucking, when the money's there, it's great. When the money gone, it is what it is. Money come, money go.
Yeah, it's crazy because this thing that we love is also a business.
Oh, for sure. You know, and like, Craig, I mean, just whatever, like getting, like I got into DC, like I pretty much got on the team when I was 18 and then started going on trips like full power, just like whatever, doing tours, doing demos, fucking showing up and skating. Like, I mean, it's all fucking dream come true. But then when you're like in it, you realize, oh shit, like now you have to land your tricks. Now you have to fucking be reliable. You have to show up. You got to fucking get these photos. You got to call them back. Hey, you got deadlines. Like, oh shit, yeah, we need this photo tomorrow. Like, ah, fuck. Like, I'm hurting. But, dude, all right, we'll try to get something. Like,
no,
we'll
Chris Ray wants to refilm that one because he didn't.
Oh, nah, fuck that. We're just filming another trick. Like, negative. Just let it be.
Nah.
I'm not a fan of doing tricks twice. Fuck.
Yeah. Nah.
I mean, one time I'll do it twice if I like the feeling of like rolling away, or if I didn't roll away the right way. But in most cases, like, I'll fucking take what I can get, player. it's a job now. You gotta land your shit. Oh, well, I landed it. Here it is. Boom. Yeah. Survival. Like it or not. Here
I mean,
it is.
Whatever, no disrespect to anybody, but in my eyes, how I saw it was Wes Kramer, Skater of the Year, Evan Smith, one of the best skateboarders on the planet, and even CJ Cyril, when it was you three, it was like some legitimate, like, let's put these three anywhere, and you're going to have a great fucking demo or party or whatever the scenario will be. These guys know how to do it.
Right, dude. Yeah, no, we had a fucking... We had a beautiful crew. We had great times. Great fucking times, dude. Fucking Chiago, Funk.
Oh, fuck. Tiago's beast, too.
Gardner, fucking Stumpy Downtown, D-Mom. Fuck, dude. List goes on.
What about the Billy Freestyles?
We had Bill in the van, dude. Oh, I've been... Actually, so CJ's birthday, I was just talking to CJ before talking to you this morning. Healthy combo.
I need to get him on.
Yeah, you do. He's a treat.
CJ rules.
Fuck yeah. So his birthday was about a week and a half ago, and I made a CD of just like, I was going through old raps and shit, and just, but his raps, whatever. I just made a CD, was playing it all his birthday on the car because I couldn't get a hold of him. I got a hold of him the night before, but then, yeah, hey, birthday, phone's off. My phone was off this birthday for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was listening to the raps, dude, and it was, oh my God, there's some healthy ones. Good Billy Freestyles.
You let us listen to a couple you had with you on the trip, on that OJ trip, and I was like, holy shit.
Hey, fucking MC Hyde, Jimmy Asaford. Hyde was going in. Love it. He's got the fucking, the hottest freestyles to date, besides CJ, for sure. But yeah, that was so much fun. Just fucking letting the speaker ride, putting a fucking recorder next to it, and just talking shit, smoking spliffs, drinking fucking Bombay. another country, another city, another state of fucking being, dude. It's hilarious. Survival.
If you're like looking at like going on a trip and somebody's like gonna pay you to go wherever you want, money's not an object. Do you got a quick like, oh, Barcelona, no pro, like, where's something, like if you were gonna just go somewhere again that you've had like one of the better times, what would it be?
To go somewhere again?
Yeah.
Ah,
like what country do you want to go to? Like for me, I want to go to Hawaii every day. Like, I'm down. Yeah. You know, like, is there like, I mean, Barcelona is up there for people, Portugal, like obviously Copenhagen.
Dude, well, fucking first, yeah, Japan, go back to the roots.
Japan.
Fucking Uruguay.
Kanpai.
Kanpai, Uruguay.
Ah.
Loco, Argentina too.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Valor, right?
Actually, fucking Basque Country, for sure.
Mm.
Would love to go back to the Canaries.
Say what's up to Ibon Marino.
I need to go to fucking Morocco. I've never been there. I need to go to the mountains of Morocco and get that good hash. That's for damn show.
Okay, that's one on the list that you got to check off. That was my next question. Where haven't you been?
Haven't really been to the coast of South Africa. I've been to Kimberley in South Africa, which
Diamond,
the Diamond Cup.
Yeah.
And but I want to go to the coast, Cape Town or Durban. Jayburg for show. Jayburg, hype it up. I want to go to fucking Swaziland. Mm. Fucking, dude, Eastern Europe.
It's gnarly right now.
Africa, yeah. Zimbabwe, dude. More place in Africa I want to go to for sure. Middle East. I want to go to fucking Iran, dude. I want to go to Egypt. I want to go to the pyramids. Man, fuck, I love to go to Israel right now, but it's unfortunately there's some political unrest, but it's like, I wish, hey, why can't we all just get along? World peace. Let's go. Dude, sharing is caring. Let's just share, man. Fuck, we're all good.
The divisiveness is bullshit. Who wants war? Who wants to fight? Like, that shit sucks. Fuck it.
Man.
Barely any time. Like, we got to do shit.
Just the only wars should be is fucking the weather. You know what I mean? Like, either battle the sun, the fucking snow, or fucking just elements of nature. You know, that's it. But
100%.
But yeah. Basically, we should all just get along.
Absolutely.
World peace, the beauty pageant answer.
Well, is there anything going on for you? Is there anything in the works for the shoe? Any new shoe ideas? Anything like?
I got a box of Makai. That was fucking
nice.
Ooh. It is. Yeah. Fucking.
Carol, Rick.
The homie Craig Mack. He's good friends with Josh Preebs, who does Skate Mafia. And. Mm. I was in Korea at the time, just like whatever, talking to Preebs, like, what do you want to do? He's like, oh, my homie's over here. You want some shoes? You want some Makais? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, say that'd be cool. And he talked to the homie, like, yeah, hey, can you get West the box?
Nice.
And yeah, got some shoes, fucking skating my third pair. It's been fucking awesome. First two lasted a couple months. So.
Hey, that's legit, dude. Fucking hey. Carol's camp, you got to back that for sure.
Oh, duh, for sure.
I love Sam and fucking Mike. Fuck, SF legends. We still text each other about SF stuff all the time. Like, I just interviewed Selsky. He's like, you know, like.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Live the motherfucking day.
Well, shit, I'm taking a lot of your time winding down. I want to hear two more things. One is the recent Thrasher vacation, because that looked like the best crew ever. That video hyped me up a lot.
Really?
Yeah, sick. Dude. Fuck. What? You got Zared, Westgate, you, Evan, Pedro, Frank. Like, who else do you need? Like, what? Yeah, McCrank, and you're in his country, just driving through the most beautiful land. Like, that was FOMO for sure on that one.
Nah, it was a fucking healthy posse, man. Loved it. Really, like, I mean, everyone was hyped. Everyone was stoked. And we were
TJ Rogers just fucking.
Yeah, TJ fucking took care of us proper.
Yeah.
Especially smoke side. Like, dude, literally we had three demos. Every demo we left with about 2 ounces of weed and maybe a bag of mushrooms. Like, fuck, really? Like, god damn, that's some hospitality. Thanks, players.
Yeah.
But like, dude, man, fucking TJ was rolling bangers to the point where, god damn, I gotta chill, mate. Like, these are fucking strong. I'm gonna need some more tobacco.
Wow.
Dude, and then no one else is hitting it, so I'm like, hey, I can't let you smoke alone. Like, hacha. So I'm pretty much a fucking zombie the whole trip. It was great. But yeah, no, I love beautiful British Columbia. I hadn't been to Vancouver or fucking, yeah, I haven't been to Vancouver in like 10 years. And they had the Ghost Skate Day.
Oh. Dude,
Ghost Skate Day in Vancouver is psycho. So sick. I had a blast just power posse of skaters getting together, powering through the streets, you know, like.
I love Vancouver.
It was a great turnout. There was like at least 1,000+ people and like. It was fucking dope, dude.
Beautiful.
It was a good vibe for sure. Just go to different spots, Heads would get it. People would be hyping it up. All smiles. Not so much sunshine. It was like overcast, maybe a little rain, but it was fucking, yeah, we were bringing the sunshine and happiness for sure.
Well, have you been watching the videos this year, 2023? People putting out insane videos. Pedro Delfino just put out a video yesterday.
Yeah, like, I watched it last night.
Who are they going to give Rusty to this year?
Fuck, Pedro. Just fucking said Pedro.
Pedro, got my mother. I mean, he's skating to Ozzy. Are you fucking kidding me?
He's definitely fucking, well, nah, he's giving the blood.
Like, yeah.
He's charging, skating like it's his last time on the board. Like, he's trying to fucking eat Crete and fucking just catch his wheels on fire. Pretty much. Yeah, that first slam was buck. He got fucking whipped, dude. I'm glad he's okay after that.
That was gnar.
That was an egg and a half on your forehead, mate. Yeah, but yeah, Pedro, he's giving the blood, dude, and he's stepping to fucking spots that no one else is going to touch. Squish had a fucking epic part. Squish, I like his fucking goddamn crooked grinds all the way down the fucking pipe. Paris, that was sick.
Oh, yeah.
And then he that fucking 50-50 to gravel. That was badass. 50-50 to just drift on the gravel.
Insane. Respect.
YouTube Harugomi.
YouTube is Nippon Ichiban.
He's fucking definitely
Was the Nolly flickery lip slide down the handrail? Like, fucking, what was that? Nolly, I don't know.
Nolly fucking, how dare you spin, flip.
Like blizzard flip or some shit.
That was ruthless. Toothless. But he's a healthy contender. I respect Ito for sure. Nippon. Yeah.
I think Miles is in there too.
Shit. Sorry, Miles. I need to see the footy.
His footy's coming out Monday.
Oh, fuck, dude. You got to have it planned out, man. Come on.
Yeah, because he's got that front crook on the Gerwer rail on Mason Street where he bombs the hill after.
He bombs the hill?
Yeah. You know Mason Street, top of Mason in California?
I seen the front crook. That front crook was
Cubs.
Oh, you had the interview. Interview's tight. Yep.
For my money, I'm going Pedro Delfino, but we'll see what everybody else thinks.
Dude, you know what? It could be a fucking wild card, dude. Fucking Andy Anderson could be fucking just the hottest part. Fucking.
Or that kid Pace, the Santa Cruz kid, he fucking ground some insane rails.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So you never know. But, shit, dude.
Actually, where's Bill, dude? Bill should be coming in hot.
I know. Bill's probably like 12th hour, right?
Bill's got a documentary, dude. He's going to be coming in swinging. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's about that time of the year. Boom. Here's fucking 50 minutes of footage. Full-length feature film.
Well, I ask everybody this as kind of a closer. And besides the Wallenberg Little B, what is one of the gnarliest things you've been at live to witness somebody do on their skateboard?
Let's see. You know what? This is the first thing that comes to my head. This is fucking...
that comes to mind.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of fucking battle, endurance, and just commitment. A couple years ago, we were on a mafia trip in Denver. And fucking, we're at this long shootout, or not shootout ledge, just ledge over a gap. And Alexis, he battles a switchback tail for probably 5 hours.
Wow.
You know, 5 hours. Switchback tail, just going for it, like just sliding the whole ledge, like just couldn't get to the end. I can't remember if he did it or not, but maybe he got over it, whatever. So after that, he probably got it, dude. We get to this triple fucking kink rail or quadruple kink rail, something psycho. And then homies are sessioning it. It's a full fucking session. Alex Wilms, he fucking nolly grinds this thing in like 6 tries. Like once he gets into the grind from the nolly status, takes it all the way. Insane.
Wow.
And then fucking Toby, little Toberman, is trying to board slide, battling, whatever. And Alexis is trying to switch Fitty. So they're like battling together, going for it, getting closer and closer. Toby does the board slide. It's insane because he's like a fetus and board slides is fucking 40 fucking 14 grill, whatever. And then Alexis is trying to switch ground. And this is after the 5-hour battle. And he fucking probably tries to switch grind for like 3 hours. Does it. Fucking miracles do happen. Not that it wouldn't have happened, but he fucking just powered through. Like, battles like that, way to stick with him.
Because
I'm fucking, I don't know. Personally, I fucking, trying something will get stale quick unless you really, really, really want it, you know?
Yeah.
And wanted it. He wanted that motherfucking switch grind. That was beautiful.
Yeah, those are the ones, man. You're like, goddamn commitment. Fuck.
A damn commitment. Another one, I guess another one that comes to mind real quick is skating Washington Street, and Chris Cope is battling an eggplant or skipping egg over the cradle. And he's battling. He battled for like 2 hours, fucking getting smoked, whatever. And the line, you know, skating the cradle of Washington Street, even the fucking line's toothless just to get speed for that thing.
Yeah.
And whatever, after fucking a couple of fucking hours and hell of a lot of screams, he powered through. Beautiful.
No way. God, yeah. He's so good.
Cope, yeah, Cope Daddy, for sure.
Cope Dad. Rhino with the photo. I got it.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, nah. I don't know if... I don't think Rooney was there. I wish Rooney was there.
Rah, he was walking the dog.
Yeah. I wish Rooney was there.
Oh, man. Are you guys working on a Mafia video?
Oh, actually, I got one more fucking toothless encounter where fucking Rooney was there.
All right.
It involves Rhino shooting photos. So fucking... Rhino. We were in Australia for the independent trip a couple years ago. Milton won a kickflip. That double set into the bank. It's the thing that Dane Berman ollied. Fucking super
in the hallway.
Yeah, in the hallway. People do tricks into the double banks. Psycho. So, like, we've been there. Like, you know, Milton just does it. Just ollies it. Fucking, I didn't give a fuck. Blah, flying in. Then, like, third time. So, the third time we're there, and I think it's, like, one of the last days of the trip. And, of course, Milton's been just a fucking fireball the whole time. We get to the spot, and he fucking wants this kickflip. Like, we get to the spot, and, like, it's pretty much the top of the run-up for the fucking the double set into the bank, whatever. He just fucking hops out of the van with his board and just starts running at it. And this is like a train station. People are going up, down, side to side. Like, you know, there's foot traffic. Could have been a grandma walking up the bank. I don't give a fuck. Boom. Just full speed into the bank, just does it, chilling, like survival.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
He is the homie that will bomb the hill into oncoming traffic, fucking when the light's red at you, like it'll give it shit and it'll make it.
No fucks given, dude.
I know, and like he's so fucking scared, like no spotters, dude. Tony, you don't give a fuck. Yeah,
gnar.
Damn, that's a good.
I remember. I think Jake was there at least one trip where he was trying it. And maybe that wasn't the same trip. But
that was
the
trip, yeah. Jake
oh,
was
he
there.
Was? Jake was there?
He was there.
Okay. Sure. Damn. Well, shit, dude. Thanks for fucking checking in.
You better believe it. Albert.
Ooh. Yeah.
Three dots. This is fucking shout out, Albert. Wonderland. Wonders around the world.
Nice.
Everyone knows this. Ha.
Ha. Dude, I love the cave, man.
That's a good look, dude. Yeah. I can flip this shit around here. Bam! Some fucking, just a couple archives.
Woo! Jesus, the ceiling looks fucking, it's covered in boards, yeah? Or no, posters too.
Yeah,
damn. Oh, Cardiel. Yes, that's a sick one. Who we got here? Ooh, Tom Penny, no big deal.
No biggie, dude.
No biggie,
all smiles. Good motherfucking times.
Yeah, what music are you cranking these days? What's a good song to fucking take it out of here with?
Well, dude, hey, fucking, we've been bumping the freestyles for sure. Freestyles been popping off, but been listening to fucking a little bit of Japanese rap, fucking onto some new Juicy J.
Juicy J always.
Yeah, he's got some new heat. Bumming some fucking Ghetto Boys always. Willie D, Scarface, Bushwick. That's a fucking big how dare you. Big how dare you. In the vinyl right now. You better believe it, dude. Come on, put the needle to the groove. Needle to the groove.
I got a bone to pick because I'm sick.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Fuck yeah. That was it. One of the highlights of my life was meeting Bushwick and Willie D.
So sick.
Wow. Insane.
And I never got to meet Bushwick, unfortunately, but hopefully I'll meet Willie D one of these days.
Willie D and fucking the gangster love, Scarface.
Gotta go out like a soldier.
Come on. Oh, dude. Hey, man, I appreciate you so much, Wes. Thanks for doing this. It really means a lot to me. I love catching up with you, too. Hopefully, we'll be able to do this in reality because I could talk to you for 6 weeks, you know, like we could just be here forever. So I got to fucking cut this one. But yeah, I want to get to San Diego and kick it with you guys hopefully soon.
Can't wait. Either way, I'll be heading up, dude. Might see you during the holidays. Come out.
Oh yeah, I miss you. I miss your Christmas runs to San Francisco. We got
to
do.
I'm gonna talk to Kenny. I might make it this year.
I think Sodi Party is the. It just got moved to the 21st. So.
Oh shit! Damn. Yep. Holiday season for sure.
Right around. So, well, big love, man. Say what's up to all the homies. Have fun today and keep in touch.
Fuck yeah, Schmitty. Big love always, you goddamn champion.
We did it. We did it. As Pat Duffy would say, we did it.
We made it.
Come on, one love, baby. Yes, sir.
Take care,
have
man.
A beautiful day. Have
you
a
too.
Day. Enjoy. Talk
all
to
right.
you soon.
God bless.
Ciao.
Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard! Shop.bloodwizard.com.
Tickety tack.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Keep the wheels greased.